Hello, my name is Wei, and today I'm going to talk about how consumers make choices. But first, did you know that an average person consumes 2,870 calories per day? That's around 21 trillion calories per day consumed globally. This has been proven to be a fact in 2011 by National Geographic. As time moves on, people are consuming more food. Today, I'm going to help you to make choices on the food market. Consumers' choices can be influenced by both internal and external factors. Internal factors can be gender/age, ethical/environment, and availability of credit. For example, a child would not want to buy a suit, while adults want it to look good. External factors can be price, marketing, and convenience. For example, a low-income person would not want to buy a chocolate bar for $2, while high-income people would buy a $2 chocolate bar. According to Hoyer and Massinus, a person's decision can be affected by internal and external factors. People choose what to eat every day, and they want the cheapest, but also the most fresh and nutritious products. According to Forbes, 88% of people polled are willing to pay more for healthy food. This shows that people are willing to pay for healthy food rather than unhealthy food, like fast food. Australia spends approximately 20% of their income on food, according to ERS and Euromonitor International. Around 10% of the 20% is spent on fast food. People might choose this over home cooking because they are convenient. For example, John would want to get a can of soda at 7-Eleven, 2 minutes away, rather than walking to Coles, which is 10 minutes away. Price can also affect how people choose. The price for a fresh vegetable could be more expensive than fast food. A fresh product could be worth $10, while the Big Mac is only worth $3.57 in the US, according to McDonald's. Another factor is availability of credit. A person who lives in poverty cannot afford fresh and nutritious food every day, so they are forced to buy fast food. This podcast is sponsored by Coles. Buy fresh products at Coles. It's cheap, it's fresh, and it's nutritious. Limited offer. Buy two products that are plus $10. Get the next one for 20% off. Today we're here with Aiden to see how he chooses in the food market. So Aiden, how much money do you spend on food per day?
I spend about $10 per day on food.
$10. That seems a reasonable price. Okay, next question. Do you prefer fresh home-cooked food or fast food? And state why.
I prefer fresh home-cooked food because I am an introvert and I don't like to go out.
Same. How often do you consume fast food and why?
I consume fast food sometimes to catch up with a friend or going on a date.
How often do you consume fresh home-cooking food and why?
I often consume fresh home-cooked food because I work at a grocery store and it is more convenient to buy food there.
And lastly, what would you consider as a fair price for food?
I would say $5 to $10 per person. Depends on the size of the meal and the quality of the meal.
Alright Aiden, thank you for being here today.
My pleasure.
Consumers' choices can cause economic and environmental/ethical impacts. These impacts can be both advantage and disadvantage. Consuming food can increase the demand of food. The more demand on food, the more expensive food is, therefore giving the food industry more money. This is also known as the demand curve. On the other hand, eating food can cause food supply to decrease, making the price of food higher. This is bad for low-incomers because they won't be able to afford food to feed their families. While eating food can cause extinction to animals and plants, it also encourages people to respect their food and how precious it is. My advice is to buy food that are suitable for yourself, but also suitable for your wallet. But of course, don't chew pork belly in front of vegan. They will go ham.